As writers, the husband and wife team of Charles Shire and Nancy Myers hit it big in 1980 with Private Benjamin. Then Shire decided to direct the scripts that he and Myers wrote. Together, they've made Irreconcilable Differences, Father of the Bride, and the new Julia Roberts-Nick Nolte movie, I Love Trouble. Film critic Stephen Schiff has a review.
The evidence is pretty unscientific, I'll admit, but by my recent estimate, every 12 minutes, somewhere in America, someone is watching one of the great comedies of the 30s and 40s and saying, I don't see why we can't do something like that today. It's a dream that never dies among producers and screenwriters. Unfortunately, it's also a dream that never comes true. Take, for example, I Love Trouble, the latest attempt to resurrect the bubbly spirit of Tracy and Hepburn, William Powell and Myrna Loy, and especially of the great newspaper comedies like The Front Page and His Girl Friday. Filmmakers Shire and Myers at least know the value of star power in an enterprise like this. They've spiffed up Nick Nolte to make him a reasonable simulacrum of Spencer Tracy, all craggy, twinkle-eyed charm, and they've worked like so many little Prozac pills to pull Julia Roberts out of the funk she's been in movies like The Pelican Brief and Dying Young. This is her brightest, leggiest, toothiest performance since Pretty Woman. And instead of employing her limited power to act, it uses her seemingly unlimited power to shine. The setting is Chicago, and Nolte plays Peter Brackett, star columnist of the Chicago Chronicle. Roberts is Sabrina Peterson, the new reporter at the Chronicle's crosstown rival, The Globe. They meet at a mysterious train wreck, where Peterson tries to get the story, while Brackett tries to get her.
First day on the job?
No, it's not my first day on the job.
Second? Look, all I'm trying to say is that if you'd been in town any longer, I'm sure we would have met. And had I seen you, we would have. My name's Brackett. I work for the Chronicle. Where are you from, Peterson?
Look, I realize every cub reporter in the skirt must go gaga at the great Peter Brackett approaching them, but I can't believe you're trying to hit on me while I'm covering a story. So let me set you straight. You have zero chance of scoring here. Trust me. Move on.
I'm sorry. Where'd you say you're from? Bitchville?
Unfortunately, the banter never gets much wittier than that. But that, at least, is far preferable to the plot. A quagmire of lurking villains in raincoats, secret scientific formulas, and hidden microfilms that gradually swallows up everything around it. The inevitable romance between Brackett and Peterson is constructed of clichés so sturdy that they almost work again. Like the one about how he likes steak and she eats only health food, and the one about how they're such ruthless newspaper types that whenever he goes to the bathroom, she searches his wallet to see what scoops he's uncovered, and when she goes, he rifles through her purse. This would be a lot more amusing if it didn't occur every 10 minutes or so. A bit of bladder control might have helped this movie a lot. In the end, though, nothing could have. At its best, I Love Trouble never gets beyond kind of cute. And at its worst, it's a depressing reminder that they don't make him like they used to because they haven't the vaguest idea how to.
Stephen Schiff is critic at large for The New Yorker.